Case number 11,202, Michael and Caleb Capella, south of Route 54, west of Keenwick Road, being lot 14 within Keenwick subdivision, tax map ID 533, map 20.13, parcel 34, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Capella, 38242 Keenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Are you testifying as well? Just here for support?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I purchased this property, closing date was November 30th of 2012. I went through a lawyer, had a survey completed, and we knew we wanted to make some improvements to the house because the house has been there since 1970, at least. So the house was surveyed, and we, in the bylaws of Keenwick, I have the original bylaws from Keenwick, their setbacks were 5 feet, I guess, in 1970. They still are today, according to the Homeowners Association bylaws. So when I got the survey, I did call the county, and the guy, just a casual phone call, the guy said, no, you go by what the Homeowners Association says. So I thought I was good, and this is my contractor. We went and we had architectural engineering drawings done. We submitted the plans of what we're doing to the property to improve it to the county for permits and, you know, for them to stamp the drawings. They stamped the drawings and said, okay, you're good to go. They issued a building permit. And then the gentleman that was on the board at Keenwick, Mr. Brady, said, Mike, you got a problem. I said, what's the problem? He goes, the setback for the county is 10 feet on each side. I said, okay. So he advised me to get a variance, and the variance is requested for, it's actually 2.7 feet. Because I don't know if you have this or not, but.
We have a survey.
The closest place to the property line setback is 7.3 on the what side of the house would it be?
Who obtained the permit for the building?
My contractor, Kevin Kleinstein.
Would he like to speak and explain why? Would he like to speak on behalf of that, or would you? My question is, if he obtained a permit that had the setback requirements, excuse me, and he's a contractor in the state of Delaware, why didn't he abide by those setback requirements?
Well, I get, if you're asking me that question, I would say if we put together a set of plans, right?
Well, he obtained a permit, and on that permit, it stated what the setback requirements were. So our question is, why did he build in those setback? Then you need to be sworn in.
Then we'll add some questions. Please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kevin Klonstuber, 38383 Hickory Lane.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, sir, if you'll take the mic and address it, please.
Well, we just raised the house. We didn't. The structure was already there. So okay. We just raised it up. We figured it was grandfathered in.
Same footprint?
Same footprint.
Okay.
The only place we're changing footprint is on the other side where we have more room.
I see. Okay.
We're not.
What made you raise it up? You're in a flood zone?
Well, in between when they bought the house and when they settled is when Hurricane Sandy came through.
The new maps came through?
Yeah, they had 8 inches of water in their first floor.
Okay.
So they had to go up.
Let me ask you about the front. How far back are you supposed to set from the front? What'd you have on the front setback?
Well, according to the association, it's 25. Huh? And we have 25.8.
And the county is 30.
County's 30.
Right, so you need a 1.2 tenths of a variance here also.
For the front, right, correct.
Right, it's not shown here. That's, you're not asking for that.
When was the original structure built? Do you know?
In the 70s.
70s.
These original plans go back to, like, there's a stamp on there for 1970.
Okay. So I was under this. I guess I shouldn't have assumed this was a new structure. Were there variances approved before?
I went through the minutes and the type of variance I'm asking for. I went through Sussex County minutes for like 2 years worth, and people were asking for 5 feet variances. And I asked Mr. Brady when I spoke to him and got some of his input, because he's been a member there, or a homeowner there for many years. He said that 22 variances had been requested in that neighborhood, and only one was denied, only because it was not done properly.
Not for the specific property, okay. But there are lots of them throughout.
Mr. Capella, I got a question. I'm looking at the survey that is attached to the application, and I notice it says the original date is the 13th of November, 2012. I believe you said that you purchased it at the end of November. Is that right?
That's when I went to closing.
Okay. Was the work that was done to the dwelling, these improvements where it was raised, and I understand you said there were some additions made, were they done before you purchased it or after?
The raising of the house?
Mm-hmm.
The raising of the house, nothing was done to the home. This is the way the home sat when I purchased it.
Okay.
So nothing had been done to the home until the permits, until the plans were approved by the county, and that we got a building permit.
What does the home look like now? If I'm looking at this survey and this is what it looked like before the improvements were made, what does it look like now?
It looks like now you don't have on the opposite side of the house where you see I have, there's a 4.7 foot and an 8.2. That deck is completely gone. It's been ripped off.
Okay.
And even the back part of the, you'll see on the back part on the other side, it says 8.3. That was a built-in shed. That's been demolished. So the only thing that's gone back, if you can see the 10-foot area, that's the deck only. That's not going to be a deck. It's an enclosed
screen
staircase.
Port. Okay.
So, but it's not going to, it's going to be within the county requirements of the 10-foot from the property line.
All right, all right, the variances you've asked for are not into effect. Is that correct? The deck's gone.
The deck's gone.
Okay. The back deck, is that gone also?
It is. The back deck at this point is gone.
Are you 30 feet from the front?
No, according to the survey, I'm 25.9 feet.
So you need a 1.2 tenths of a variance there. That's the only variance I see.
And on the other side, the side setback.
What's the side setback? You
well,
told me
it's,
that's going, right?
The other,
oh, you
the
need
other
1 foot. 1 foot from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't need the 0.03 from the 5 foot. Who, I can't read. Who took this application? Jason, Joseph.
Steve.
Who?
Benny Norwood.
Is he new?
Jenny. Jenny did it.
Jenny. Oh, you did. Okay. Okay. Did you explain to Jenny at the desk that you were removing that deck when you applied, or that deck wasn't there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I got the
right.
In fact, I know I didn't. I did. I just got the variance application.
That wouldn't get past her.
So the only variance necessary on that side would be for the 1 foot variance, because it's 9 feet from the property line, correct? The house is still 9 feet from the
No, the house on lot. Do you have this piece of paper? Okay, yes. So where I'm asking for a variance is on the lot 16 side of my property.
Okay.
You'll see 7.3. Uh-huh. That porch is gone, but even with the porch gone, that was built straight off. So the back corner of the house, the right. dark gray, is going to be 7.32. So that means I need to make it 10 foot, right? I need a
2.7.
Need a variance.
2.7.
Variance, right.
Yeah, it'd be best to, because you're 7.5 feet and you're somewhere between 7.3 and 7.5.
Right.
But on the opposing side, there's something that's marked 9 feet. How far on the side where adjacent to lot 12?
Yes.
The back of the house. How close is that to the property line? Is that 9? I see 9 feet. Is that the distance? It's not in the survey. Or it looks like something might have been copied over top of it.
If you, the only thing I can go by is,
Do you have the original survey?
This is a copy of that survey.
Okay, because it appears that something this isn't an original. It's a copy, and
I have the original. Do you want it?
If you can tell us from that original survey what that distance is.
Can I look at that? What you're looking at?
Yeah. Typically, a survey would show the distance between that edge of the house and the property line. Now, there's a nine foot mark there, and it looks like something was put over top of right here when it was copied.
There's nothing there. In fact,
okay,
where this CE is.
Yes.
This was like a 5 foot shed.
Uh-huh.
So if you took a line and drew it right straight back from there, none of this is here.
No, okay. None. Okay. It's no longer
this
there.
This is all gone, and
okay,
it's going to be a 8x24 area just to have a set of enclosed steps.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
All right. For the record, he doesn't need a variance on the opposing side.
All right. Let's try it again.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, which would be the north side, 7.3, right, is the house.
Not
talking about the porch at all.
Got it.
It's the house.
Right.
You need a 2.7 tenths of a foot.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You didn't take in consideration that you're 30 feet, you need 30 foot in the front. So we're going to add 1.2 tenths of a foot variance there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Mr. Rickard, where are you getting the 1.2 foot variance in the front?
Well, it's got to be 30 feet.
Okay.
But it's not one point.
It looks like it would be 4.2. Because I'm seeing.
I'm sorry, 4.2. I'm sorry. My math got a little there.
Has the home been raised yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The foundation, it'd be.
What did I get for?
It'd be financially burdensome if I had to move the foundation at all, because that's the whole.
That's it.
Huh?
Yeah, that would be.
So are you planning to put any decks on or anything?
There is going to be a deck on the. The plans show a deck on the rear.
Okay. Is it going to go all the way to that north side of the house?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be across the back of the house, so yeah.
And how wide will it be away from the house? 8 feet?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so for all intended purposes, where that says SP, that's going to be existing.
Going to be existing, all right.
That's okay. What I thought, he said something about a deck.
Yeah.
And then also he indicated that on that south side, there was also going to be an 8x24 deck.
South side. South side.
Or porch.
Right.
It's going to be how can I explain it? It's going to be an enclosed staircase. So the staircase isn't inside the house. It's outside the house. So it'd be like an addition. But that leaves me, because I have 18 feet.
That would leave 10 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I think I'm with him. Not encroaching on the.
Right. You'd meet the 10-foot setback.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because everyone now understands. Yeah, two variances.
All right, one more time.
Okay.
Go ahead. You need a, on the north side, you need a 2.7 tenths of a foot, correct?
Correct.
In the front, you'll need a 4.2 tenths of a foot.
Correct.
Is that correct? Variances. They're the only variances you're going to need.
That's it.
And for your information for the future, anytime you change a structure and it's affected by a setback, whether you're adding on to that existing structure with the same amount of distance, if it was grandfathered, for example, you would still need a variance. You know, whether you're, you know, same footprint or whatever, when you make a change to a structure, it has to meet the new setback requirement. So you'll know in the future.
Thank you,
Mr.
Miller.
Are
there any further questions? No. Got it, honey. Do you have any more questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Ready to hear you. Okay. Are there any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a certain uniqueness in that it was been nonconforming for so long, and the applicant is basically doing this for relief from flood conditions, which I think makes the variance necessary to afford some relief. I don't believe that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood since it's been there for close to 40 years that way. And I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, especially in that he is being less evasive into the setbacks than the house formerly was. So I'd make a motion that we would approve case number 11202.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11202. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Whitten?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,202 is approved.
Thank you so much.